正道的主题是Palm Sunday, Jesus' Tearful Entry。把下面的时间交给 Pastor Burton。Pastor Burton, please.
Okay, once again, we're so glad to be with you. Mrs. Williams and I just got back from a brief vacation in Maui, Hawaii. Now, I know you all feel sorry for me that I had to go there, but we enjoyed a wonderful week there. The weather was good. The flowers were out. We swam every day in the ocean. It was nice and warm, and we had a good time with our family.
很高兴我再次来到的再一次来到大家中间我和我太太刚刚从夏威夷的旅行回来，虽然是疫情中间，但是我们仍然很享受在夏威夷的假日和我们的子女们在一起。我们每天都游泳，然后那里的风景很漂亮。
Like we've been emphasizing, today is Palm Sunday, and I want to speak to you today on Jesus's tearful entry.
我们今天要来谈的是在棕榈主日耶稣含泪进圣城。
And I'm going to explain that title in just a minute.
我会待会儿会来解释一下为什么用耶稣含泪进圣城这个标题。
But some time ago, a newspaper in Tacoma, Washington, carried the story of Tattoo, the Basset Hound Dog.
前不久呢，在塔克马华盛顿的一个新闻呢，讲了一个关于一只狗，它的名字叫塔图，是一只巴基杜猎犬。
Now you take one look at him, and he looks like a dog with a lot of tattoos on him, doesn't he?
如果你好好看看的话，这只狗就好像它身上有很多的纹身一样。
Well, Tattoo did not intend to go for a run, but his owner accidentally shut his leash with him on it.In the back hatch door of his car.
So 这只狗塔图呢，它并没有想要去跑一圈，但是它的主人呢，忘记解开它那个身上的这个牵狗绳了，结果这只狗就被牵在了锁在了这个它后舱门车的后舱门上。
And he took off with Tattoo outside the vehicle, running behind him.
所以在它不知情的情况下这只狗塔图也跟着它的车启动而飞奔。
Tattoo had no choice but to run behind the car.
所以塔图他别无选择，他只能跟着车一起跑。
Well, a motorcycle officer named Terry Filbert noticed a passing vehicle with something that appeared to be dragging behind it.
在路上巡逻的这个骑摩托车的交警特里菲尔伯特，他似乎感觉到这个车的后面好像有什么东西跟着。
And as he passed the vehicle, he got a closer look.And he saw that the object was a dog on a leash.
所以当交警离这辆车越来越近的时候，他才看清楚这个车后面的是一只狗。
The dog was picking up his feet and putting them down as fast as he could.
所以他看见这只狗呢，他抬起他的腿，放下他的腿，这个速度交替的非常的快。
And if you take a look at that picture, you notice they have short little legs. So that poor little thing must have been running as fast as he could. And the officer said up to a speed of 20 to 25 miles per hour.
所以大家如果看看这张照片的话，可以看见这只狗它本身的腿是很短的，所以它更需要非常快的频率的来跑起来。所以这个交警说，当时这个狗跑的速度甚至达到了每小时20到25英里。
Well, the police officer chased the car to a stop, and Tattoo was rescued.
所以这个交警呢，就拦下了这辆车，这才救下了塔图。
The dog was fine, but he didn't ask to go for a walk for a long, long time.
塔图呢，结果还好，没什么生命的危险，但是他已经很久很久没有要求他的主人带他这么跑。
Tattoo reminds me of a lot of people.
所以塔图让我想起了很多人。
They're picking up their feet and putting them down as fast as they can, and they're being dragged at a breakneck speed through life.
这些人呢，他们非常的忙碌，脚不停，脚不沾地，甚至他们忙得恨不能用跑的，用飞的，因为他们被这个极快的生活节奏所牵着鼻子走。
And as a result, they're missing out on so much.
所以结果呢，他们错过了生命当中很多非常重要的事情。
And especially so if they're a believer.
如果他们是基督徒的话，他们错过的就更多了。
Jesus said these words in John chapter 15.
耶稣对他的跟随者说道，在约翰福音十五章十五节。
He said, I no longer call you servants because a master doesn't confide in his servants and tell them what he is doing.
以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事。
Now that's true. Many times your boss doesn't tell you exactly what his plans are or what he is going to do. He just tells you, he gives you an assignment and he tells you what to do.
所以呢，这个是在现今社会也是正确的你的老板可能常常告诉你要去做什么，但是并不告诉你为什么要做这些事情。
And Jesus is saying, I don't want you to have a relationship like that, where I just tell you, give you orders and tell you what to do.
但是耶稣说，我不想和你有这样的一个关系，说我只是让你去做一些事情，却跟你没什么个人的关系。
He went on to say, now.You are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me.
所以耶稣接着说，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。
And here's what Jesus is saying. He wants to reveal some wonderful divine secrets to us because we're his friends.
所以耶稣想说的其实是他想告诉我们一些圣洁的一些有关生命的秘密，因为我们是他的朋友。
But sometimes we're too much in a hurry to listen.
但是我们常常因为太忙碌到没有时间听他说话。
As believers in Christ, we have the privilege of intimate fellowship with Christ.
我们因为我们是基督徒，所以我们拥有一个特权，可以跟耶稣有一个亲密无间的关系。
But we don't always enjoy that privilege because we're just too busy.
但是我们常常没有办法享受这个特权，享受和耶稣的关系，因为我们太忙了。
Now, like I said, today we call Palm Sunday.
就像我之前提到的今天是被称作棕榈主日。
It's the day Jesus entered Jerusalem.5 days before he was crucified.
2000多年前在这一天耶稣进入圣城，五天之后他被钉十字架。
And we often call it Jesus' triumphal entry.
在圣经当中可能你看到或者是人们称的时候常常称这叫光荣进圣城。
And the reason is because on this occasion, throngs of peopletook off their coats and they spread palms and coats on the road, rejoicing and praising God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen Jesus do.
之所以叫耶稣光荣进圣城，是因为在当日好多人他们将衣服和棕榈的树枝都铺在地上，来欢欢喜喜的大声赞美神，因为他们亲眼看见了耶稣行了很多的神迹奇事。
But as Jesus entered the city, his eyes were moist with tears.
但其实当耶稣进入耶路撒冷的时候，他的眼睛里满含泪水。
And so instead of calling it Jesus' triumphal entry, we could say it was Jesus' tearful entry.
所以相比于称作耶稣光荣进圣城，我更喜欢可以叫他耶稣含泪进圣城。
Here's what the Bible says in Luke chapter 19 and verse 41. As he, Jesus, came closer to Jerusalem and saw the city ahead, he began to weep.
所以在路加福音19章41节这里说到，耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城就为他哀哭。
So why was Jesus weeping?
所以耶稣为什么哀哭呢？
While he was weeping over the reluctance of his people to embrace him and get close to him.
他之所以哀哭是因为人们拒绝他，不愿意接受他。
You see, he had come to offer them forgiveness of sin and reconciliation with God.
耶稣来其实是想要供应他们一个方式，如何可以除去他们身上的罪，如何与神和好。
But they, for the most part, despised and rejected him.
但是人们常常绝大部分时候的反应却是拒绝他，却是鄙视他。
Many of these same people that were saying Hosanna 5 days later cried, "Crucify him."
在终于主日当天说到赞美神的这些人，很多人在五天之后喊到了，却是钉他十字架。
Jesus knew what was in their hearts.
耶稣知道每个人心里怎样。
And so he wept, saying these words in Luke chapter 19.
所以他继续在路加福音十九章四十二节到四十四节这样说道。
How I wish that you had known the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes because you did not recognize it when God visited you.
他这样说道，巴不得你在这日子知道关系你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼睛看不出来，因为你不知道眷顾你的时候。
Jesus is weeping because he longed for a relationship with them and to teach them things that would make their lives so much peaceful and enjoyable.
耶稣之所以哀哭，是因为他非常的渴望想告诉人们如何生活怎样的生活方式可以他们生活得更加的快乐、幸福和平安。
But they didn't slow down enough to really listen to get to know him.
但是人们太忙了，忙到没有时间来好好的听耶稣说话。
So that's the question we want to ask today. How do we learn to slow down enough to enjoy a relationship with God?
所以我们今天想来探讨的一个问题，就是我们怎么才能学会慢下来去享受跟神的关系呢？
How do we learn to desire fellowship with God so that we can have the pleasure of hearing from him?
我们怎么才能够学会有渴慕的心要跟神在一起，只有花时间跟神在一起，我们才有可能去听到神的声音。
Well, to answer that, I want us to look at a man in the Bible, and his name is Abraham. He is called a friend of God.
所以想要回答那个问题的，我们一起来看一看圣经当中的一个人物，就是亚伯拉罕。亚伯拉罕被称作神的朋友。
Now, James 2:23 says this, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. In other words, God gave him salvation because he believed in God. And then it goes on to say, he was even called the friend of God.
雅各书二章二十三节当中写到，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，因为神已经将救恩赐给他。所以雅各书接着说，他又得称为神的朋友。
Now, on several occasions in the Old Testament, God himself called Abraham his friend.
所以在圣经当中，大家会发现神常常称亚伯拉罕为他的朋友。
And that implies closeness.
朋友这个词暗示了非常一个亲密的关系。
That implies an intimacy.
那个暗示了这样的一个亲密。
Someone who is your friend you're close to.
如果谁是你的朋友的话，你和他非常的亲近。
And Abraham and God were friends.
亚伯拉罕和神是朋友的关系。
Now in Genesis chapter 18, we learn how that closeness developed.
所以在创世纪十八章当中，我们可以看到这样的一个亲密的关系是怎么样发展形成的。
We pick up the account in Genesis 18 and verse 1. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the oak grove belonging to Mamre. And one day Abraham was sitting at the entrance to his tent during the hardest part of the day. He looked up and he noticed three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he ran to meet them and welcomed them, bowing low to the ground.
创世纪十八章一到二节，这里写道：耶和华在曼利橡树那里向亚伯拉罕显现出来。那时正热，亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷门口，举目观看，见有三个人在对面站着。他一见，就从帐篷门口跑去迎接他们，俯伏在地。
Now at this point, Abraham didn't know that it was the Lord that had come to talk to him with two of his angels.
这个时候亚伯拉罕还不知道他看见的这三个人，一个是神，另外两个是天使。
All he knew that three strangers had arrived in the heat of the day, and they needed some refreshment and rest.
亚伯拉罕所这个时候所知道的是啊，在这一天当中最热的时候，他遇见了三个的陌生人，他们需要休息，需要一些食物水的啊供应。
So Abraham welcomed them.
So亚伯拉罕欢迎他们，款待他们。
And in typical Mid-Eastern fashion, he bowed low before them and offered them something to eat.
所以按照中东当时的传统啊，他非常的啊，就是款待他们啊。非常的就是俯伏在地来欢迎他们。
Verse 3 of our passage, My Lord, he said, If it pleases you, stop here for a while. Rest in the shade of this tree while water is brought to wash your feet. And since you've honored your servant this visit, let me prepare some food to refresh you before you continue on your journey. All right, they said, do as you have said.
所以啊，创世纪十八章三到八节接着说啊，亚伯拉罕说道：“我主，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你不要离开仆人往前去，容我拿点水来，你们洗洗脚，在树下歇息歇息。我再拿一点饼来，你们可以加添心力，然后往前去。你们既到仆人这里来，理当如此。”他们说：“就照你说的行吧。”
So Abraham ran back to the tent and said to Sarah, Hurry, get 3 large measures of your best flour, knead it into dough, and bake some bread. Then Abraham ran out to the herd and chose a tender calf and gave it to his servant, who quickly prepared it. When the food was ready, Abraham took bread and cheese and milk and the roasted meat, and he served it to the men. And as they ate, Abraham waited on them in the shade of the trees.
亚伯拉罕急忙进帐篷见撒拉说，你速速拿三辖细面调和做饼。亚伯拉罕又跑到牛群里，牵了一只又嫩又好的牛犊来，交给仆人。仆人急忙预备好了。亚伯拉罕又取了奶油和奶，并预备好的牛犊来，摆在他们面前，自己在树下站在旁边，他们就吃了。
Now here were three total strangers, and Abraham gave them a great meal.
对于这三个陌生人啊，亚伯拉罕给了他们一个非常啊隆重的一顿啊餐。
Fresh roasted veal and cheese and milk and more fresh baked bread than they could ever eat.
又嫩又好的牛犊啊，有奶油，有水啊，有细面。
In Chinese fashion, he would have given them a huge bowl of dumplings in addition to all the other good things to eat.
按照如果转换成中国的传统的话，也许他们就是给这三个陌生人准备一个非常丰盛的饺子，再加其他的佳肴美食。
Now look at this in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 2.
看看希伯来书十三章二节是怎么描绘这段故事。
Here's an instruction to every follower of Jesus Christ.
这是给每一个基督徒的这样的一个建议。
It says, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it."
不可忘记用爱心接待客旅。因为曾有接待客旅的，不知不觉就接待了天使。
Now that's exactly what Abraham was doing here.
这就是亚伯拉罕当时所做的事情。
He entertained angels and the Lord himself without his knowing it.
亚伯拉罕当时不知不觉的就接待了耶和华神和天使。
Here was God. He showed up personally in the form of 3 strangers.Needing rest and refreshment, and Abraham, by taking the time to provide for their needs, ended up enjoying intimate fellowship with his incredible Lord.
耶和华神当时向亚伯拉罕显现的方式就是化身成为三个人。亚伯拉罕在不知情的情况下款待了他们，所以就是这样跟神形成了这样一个亲密的关系。
Now, deep down inside, isn't that what you want? Intimate fellowship with our incredible God?
大家如果扪心自问的话，你们是不是也想和神拥有这样一个亲密无间的关系？
Deep down inside, don't you want to learn all that you can from God so that your life is more peaceful and enjoyable?
难道你不想和神有这样的一个亲密的关系，以至于你的心里满足能够生活有力有平安？
Well then, like Abraham, we need to slow down enough to see those who are on the outside of our church group, be friendly to them, and invite them in.
所以我们需要慢下来去看看我们教会会众当中周遭当中有哪些人有需要，我们要去学习去辨别，去提供帮助，去款待他们。
Now, in essence, we need to welcome strangers.
所以这个如果总结来说，就是对陌生人友好。
Max Lucado put it this way in his book Outlive Your Life.
这个作家马克思·卢卡多在他的一本书当中是这么说的。
He said, long before the church had pulpits and baptistries, the church had kitchens and dinner tables.
他说初代教会的时候，远远早于教会开始有讲台和洗礼之前，教会拥有的是厨房和餐桌。
In other words, the primary gathering place of the church was the home.
所以换句话说，教会会众大家主要聚集的地方是如同家的所在。
Now consider the genius of God's plan.
所以想一想神真正的一些计划。
The first generation of Christians was a gathering of contrasting cultures and backgrounds.
第一代基督徒是由来自不同的文化和背景的人组成的。
At least 15 different nationalities heard Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节的时候，至少有来自十五个不同的国家听到了彼得的证道。
Jews stood next to Gentiles.
犹太人站在外邦人旁边。
Men worshipped with women.
男人和女人一同敬拜。
Slaves and masters alike sought after Jesus.
奴隶和那些主人们在一起来寻求耶稣。
So the question is, can people of various backgrounds and cultures get along with each other?
所以这些来自不同文化和背景的人彼此能够相处得来吗？
Now we wonder the same things today.
所以这也是同样的我们今天要问的一个问题。
Can English live in peace with Asians?
说英语的人可不可以和亚洲人一起相处？
Can whites and blacks get along with Hispanics?
黑人、白人跟西班牙人之间能不能和睦相处？
Can Democrats find common ground with Republicans?
民主党和共和党能不能和平相处？
Can Christians have a civil friendship with Muslims?
基督徒和穆斯林之间能不能有一个和睦的关系？
Can Black Lives Matter supporters get along with those who support the police?
那些觉得高举黑人的生命也很重要的那些支持者们跟支持警察的那些人群是不是能够相处得来？
In other words, can people of different cultures and race and beliefs get along?
所以换句话说，不同文化、不同种族、不同信仰的人之间能不能和睦相处？
Well, the early church did, and they did so through the clearest of messages, the cross.
初期教会当中的人们，他们能因着那最清晰的信息——十字架。
And they did so through the simplest of tools, a person's home.
和最简单的一个方式，如家人般的待人之道，而能够超越文化和背景的差异，能够相处融洽。
Now everyone can't go abroad and serve the Lord on a foreign land.
可能不是每一个人在异地在另外一个国家可以做一些服事的工作。
But every one of us can be friendly and hospitable to different cultures and people that are around us.
但是我们能做的是，我们能对周遭与我们的文化背景、种族、语言不同的人，能够显示出这样的友好，能够有机会可以款待他们。
Now, granted, during these days with COVID, we need to be creative.
所以尤其是现在在疫情之下，我们需要一些创造性。
I read of a person who made some meals and then delivered them to her neighbors with instructions to meet online at a certain time so that they could eat the meal together and talk.
我在新闻当中看见一个人，他自己做了很多的食物，然后分发给他的每一个邻居。这个食物分发的这个食物当中有一些便条，有一些说明说如何去参加网上在一定的时间、一定的阶段，然后一起有这样的一个网上的聚集。网上聚集的时候，他们可以一边吃饭一边聊天。
She was showing hospitality to her neighbors.
所以他做的就是来款待他的邻居。
One of the greatest and oldest ministries of the church is hospitality.
最古老也是最有效的传福音的方式之一就是款待。
And Romans 12:13 instructs us always be eager to practice hospitality.
罗马书12章13节写到。客要一味的款待。
Another translation says, as a follower of Jesus, be given to hospitality.
另一种翻译的方式是基督徒已经被赐予了这样可以款待别人的一种能力。
And the reason being is that something holy happens when we're eating together that would never happen in the sanctuary of a church.
其中的原因是因为当我们在一起吃饭的时候我们可能没有办法理解的这样一个圣洁的一个事情就发生了，这个事情不会在这样的一个讲堂里面发生。
In a church auditorium, we see the backs of heads.
在教会的这种讲堂里面，我们看见的只是人们的后脑袋。
Around a table, we see the expressions of faces.
在餐桌上，我们可以看到彼此的脸上的表情。
In an auditorium, one person speaks.
在讲台当中是一个人在说话。
Around a table, everyone has a voice.
在餐桌上，我们每一个人都可以说话。
Church services are on the clock, they're timed.
当我们的这样的一个聚会大堂崇拜有这样的时间的限制。
Around a table, there's time to talk, it's untimed.
所以当我们在餐桌上吃饭的时候，我们没有什么限制，说可以吃多长时间，可以说多长时间。
Now we look forward to the day when we can sit around a table and eat and talk with one another.
我们盼望有一天我们能够再一次聚集在一起，可以一起吃美食，一起说说话。
And hopefully that day is coming soon. We pray it will be, don't we?
我们希望那一天早日到来，我们难道不是一直为此祷告吗？
But even with COVID, we can find ways to be hospitable to one another.
所以即使在疫情当中，只要我们想办法发挥我们的聪明智慧，我们总是能找到方法可以去向别人示好，总是可以去款待别人。
Now it's no accident that hospitality and hospital come from the same Latin word.
这两个英文的单词，一个是款待，一个是医院，他们的这样的一个词根，拉丁文的词根是相同的，这不是，并不是一件偶然的事情。
The only difference between the two words is that one has ity on the end of it. Otherwise, it's the same word.
这两个词当中唯一的差别就是款待这个词在英文字母最后有三个多一点的字母。
And they both lead to the same result, and that's healing.
所以这两个词它们的相同点都是它们有医治疗愈的效果。
When you show hospitality to someone, you're sending them this message. You matter to me and you matter to God.
当你款待别人的时候，你其实想要表达的信息是你对我、对神都很重要。
You might think, oh, it's nothing.
也许你觉得你作为款待人，你觉得这没什么。
But what your guest hears is that you value them.
但是被你款待的那个人，他能够感受到他对你很重要。
That breaks down barriers and creates community.
因为这样的款待阻隔了消使人与人之间的这些阻隔消失了，可以大家之间能够有这样好的关系的开始。
Think of the healing that we as a church could bring to our community and even to our nation as a whole if we were to use this simple tool. Of hospitality.
如果我们学会应用这个最简单的这个工具款待别人的话，我们将会给很多人，甚至这个国家带来医治。
It would not only bring us closer to one another, it would bring us closer to God.
这么做的时候，我们不光光让彼此的距离拉近，我们跟神的关系也近了很多。
Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 25. He said, I tell you the truth. When you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me.
耶稣在马太福音25章40节回答问题的时候曾这样说道，王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既做在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是做在我身上了。
And so do you want to embrace the Lord? Do you want to get closer to God?
所以你是不是想拥抱耶稣？你是不是想跟神更加亲近呢？
Then reach out to those who feel left out and are in need of a friend.
所以你可以试着去接近那些好像被人群隔离开的那些边缘人群。
Reach out to people in need.
去接近那些在需要当中的人们。
In an old Jewish tale in a small Russian town, there was a rabbi who disappeared every Friday morning for several hours.
在俄罗斯一个犹太镇曾经有这样的一个故事，说他们的这个拉比好像每个周都有一天会消失。
The students of this rabbi said that they had the feeling that every Friday morning he ascended up into heaven. And there he talked with God.
这个拉比的学生们曾经这么说过，这么描绘说，这个拉比他每个周五的早上都升到天上跟神在说话。
Well, a stranger moved into town and he heard about the rabbi and he decided to check things out.
然后一个陌生人，一个新人，他搬到了这座乡镇，然后他想听到了关于这个拉比的这些事情，他自己想一探究竟。
So he hid and he watched as the rabbi got up on a Friday morning. He said his prayers and then he dressed in peasant clothes.
然后他躲起来默默地观察这个拉比从他早上起床开始然后祷告然后接着穿上了他的农民的服装。
He then grabbed an axe and went off into the woods and cut some firewood.
然后他看见这个拉比他拿起了一个大斧子然后走到树林当中然后砍了很多的木材。
He then hauled a stack of that firewood to the outskirts of the town, to a little shack.
然后他把他所砍的这些木材运到了城市外面的一个地方。
And there an old woman lived with her sick son.
然后那里其实是一个妇人和她生病的孩子所居住的地方。
He left them the wood enough for a whole week, and then he snuck back home.
他就把那些一车的木头留给了他们，这些木头够他们一个星期所使用的，然后他就回家了。
Well, having observed the rabbi's action, the stranger decided that he was going to stay a while in the village and become one of the rabbi's followers.
当观察到这些事情的时候，这个陌生人决定留在这个乡镇不走了，他也成为了这个拉比的一个跟随者。
And whenever you heard one of the villagers say, on a Friday morning, our rabbi ascends all the way to heaven.
所以每当这个新人他听到村民这么说，每周五的早晨，他们的拉比都升到天上与神一起说说话。
Quietly added, if not higher.
这个新人就会默默地加上，如果不是更高的天堂所在。
Do you want to touch heaven?
你是不是想触摸天堂？
Then you need to touch those in need.
然后去那就去关心那些有需要的人们吧。
And don't miss meeting with God because you didn't take the time to reach out to those in need.
不要因为你错过了这些机会去帮助那些有需要的人，将来你会错过与神相遇。
If you want intimate fellowship with God, then like Abraham, you need to reach out to strangers and welcome them.
所以如果你想与神有一个亲密的关系，那就像亚伯拉罕一样，去对那些陌生人示好开始吧。
And then like Abraham, you need to stand near the Lord.
所以第二个就是像跟亚伯拉罕一样你需要靠近神花时间和神在一起。
Spend time in God's presence.
花时间和神在一起。
Linger long in God's company.
在神的同在里多留一会儿。
Look at the last part of verse 8 of our passage. It says, as they ate, Abraham waited on them in the shade of the tree.
再回头看看《创世纪》这段经文，亚伯拉罕自己在树下等着，他们就吃了。
Another translation reads, Abraham stood by them under the tree while they ate.
另一种翻译的方式是，当他们吃的时候，亚伯拉罕在树下站在他们身边。
In other words, while his guests were there, Abraham didn't run around trying to get a lot of other chores done, doing this and doing that.
也就是说，当他的客人们在在喝水、吃东西、享用美食的时候，亚伯拉罕并没有走开，说继续去忙他其他的事情，能够做有效率的做完更多的事，乃是他就是站在他们的旁边。
He took the time to enjoy the presence of these strangers.
所以他就是花时间和这些陌生人在一起，享受和他们同在的这样的一个喜乐。
He stood by them. He stayed by them.
他就是默默地站在旁边。
And that's what we need to do if we're going to enjoy fellowship with God.
所以这就是我们需要做的，如果我们想要跟神有个亲密的关系。
When Mary and Martha had Jesus over for dinner, Martha busied herself with all of the preparations of the meal.
当马大和玛利亚接耶稣到他们家去用餐的时候，马大非常的忙碌。
She fussed and fumed over all the details of creating the perfect meal for such a wonderful guest.
她为了款待耶稣，想要去预备这样一个完美的这样一个晚餐，她忙坏了，非常的焦虑。
Mary, on the other hand, chose to enjoy the pleasure of Jesus' company.
而另一边，她的妹妹玛利亚却有不同的选择，她就是选择待在耶稣的脚前，就是和耶稣在一起。
So she just sat at Jesus' feet and listened intently to all that he had to say.
所以她就是坐在耶稣的脚前，细细地听耶稣要说的话。
Martha was angry.
马大怒了。
We pick up the account in Luke chapter 10, where it says, She came to Jesus and she said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me.
马大就进前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。
But the Lord said to her, My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all of these details.
耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。
There's only one thing worth being concerned about, and Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her.
但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Now get this. Among all the things that could be done, there's only one thing worth being concerned about.
所以这里我们可以停一下，好好的想一想，在这所有的各这样的事情当中，只有一件事不可少。
Did you hear that?
你听到了吗？
Jesus is talking. He says there's only one thing worth being concerned about.
耶稣在这里强调的是不可少的只有一件。
And that was to linger in God's presence and listen to him.
那就是逗留在神的同在当中，细心听他要说的话。
Now, if we want to enjoy intimate fellowship with God, if we want to get close to God, then we need to stop what we're doing every once in a while and spend time in God's presence.
所以如果我们想要跟神有个亲近的关系，跟神有这样的关系，亲近的这个人的关系，我们必须常常每隔一段时间停下我们手中的忙碌，停下我们的时间，就是花时间单单的和神在一起。
Seward Stacks from Pennsylvania talks about the time that he served as a missionary in Paraguay.
斯图亚特·萨克斯，来自于宾夕法尼亚州。他曾经聊过一件事情，当他在巴拉圭做宣教士的时候，发生了这样一件事情。
At the time, a Maka Indian named Rafael sat in front of his house.
那个时候，一个马卡印第安人名叫拉斐尔，来到他家，坐在他家的门廊前。
Steward, the missionary, was eating, so he went out to see what Raphael wanted.
他当时正在吃饭，所以他就走出去看一看，问一问拉斐尔到底需要什么帮助。
And Raphael responded in his language, "Ham, Henoch met."
然后这个马卡印第安人就用当地的巴拉圭的语言去回答了他。
So Stuart asked again what he could do for him, and Raphael answered the same, "Ham, Henoch met."
然后斯图亚特不太明白，所以就又再问了一次，说，我可以怎么帮助你吗？结果这个拉斐尔这个当地人说了刚刚同样的话语。
Now Stuart could translate the words. They said, "I have just come near," but he didn't understand the meaning of what he was saying.
虽然斯图亚特学习了巴拉圭当地的语言，知道他的回答的意思，说我正好来到这附近，但是他没有办法理解这个为什么是这样的答案。
So he shared the incident with a local missionary, and the missionary explained that it was Raphael's way of honoring him.
然后斯图亚特就和当地的宣教士，另一个宣教士分享了这件事情，然后当地的宣教士就告诉他，这是拉斐尔啊。尊荣他，欢迎他的一种方式。
Raphael really didn't want anything. He just wanted to sit in front of Stuart's house.
拉斐尔并不需要任何实质的东西，他只是想要坐在斯图亚特的门廊前面。
He found satisfaction and pleasure in just being near to the missionary.
因为他觉得只要待在斯图亚特这个宣教士的旁边，他就觉得满意和喜乐和愉悦。
Now, in the same way, we honor our Lord by just being near, by spending time in His presence.
所以相同的，我们可以荣耀、欢迎、尊荣主耶稣的方式，就是花时间和他在一起，就是待在他的旁边。
It's the one thing that Jesus said is necessary.
这就是耶稣告诉我们的那不可缺少的一件事。
Because it's the one thing that He truly desires from us.
其实那就是我们其实内心深处最渴望的一件事情。
The story is told of a mother and her son in Chicago, whose father died when the boy was very young.
下一个故事是有关发生在芝加哥一对母子之间的故事。这个儿子的父亲在他很早年的时候就去世了。
And as a result, the mother and the son had a very close relationship.
结果这对母子之间有非常亲密的关系，无话不谈。
Now this took place before television, and people would spend their evenings listening to the radio or reading to one another.
这件事发生在有电视之前，那个时候人们还花在晚上的时间，会花时间坐在一起听广播，一起来彼此读一本书。
And the mother and the son enjoyed doing both of those things together.
然后这个母子两个人都很喜欢一起来听广播，一起来相互的将一本书读给彼此听。
Well, in his 20s, the son met a young man at church and fell in love with her.
然后这个儿子在他二十多岁的时候，他在教会遇见了一个年轻的女人，然后他就坠入爱河了。
And they decided to get married.
然后他们决定想要结婚。
And back then, during World War II, housing in the large cities was very difficult to get.
但是那个时候，在二战期间，要在芝加哥这样一个大的城市当中能找到一个住房是非常困难的。
And so the mother, knowing her son wanted to get married, said, "We have a two-floor house."
然后当这个母亲知道她的儿子想要结婚的时候，她说道，我们家有两层楼。
I can make an apartment for myself on the second floor.
我可以把我自己安置在二楼。
And you and your bride can have the first floor.
你和你的新娘可以住第一层楼。
The only thing that I ask is that we spend some time together because I'm going to miss the time that we spent reading and listening to the music on the radio.
我唯一的要求就是我们能够定期有这样一些时间在一起，就像过去我们一起在一起花时间一起听广播中的音乐，一起来读书。我会非常想念过去的这样的时光。
Well, the son assured his mother, "Oh, Mom, we're going to do that for sure, because spending time is important to me too."
当时这个儿子立刻就回到了说，妈妈，那是一定的，因为这样的时刻对我也很重要。
Well, the couple married.
然后这对年轻的夫妻就结婚了。
And for a while, the son stopped by a couple of times a week to spend some time with his mother.
所以一开始的时候，这个儿子还遵守诺言，每个星期有好几次的晚上都会来和他的妈妈一起听音乐，一起读书。
But in time, life got very busy, and eventually days and actually weeks went by with only a little call from downstairs and a brief glimpse of maybe a wave of hand.
但是当生活越来越忙碌，结果就导致了，常常好多天，甚至好几个星期，这个儿子只能打一个非常简短的电话，或者甚至只是看一眼他的母亲就走了。
The relationship was not what it had been.
母子之间的这样的亲密的关系不如以前了。
Well, on the mother's birthday, the son bought his mother a dress, brought it to her, and said, "Happy birthday, Mom."
然后当这个母亲过生日的时候，他的儿子就为他的母亲买了一件连衣裙，然后拿给他，并且说，妈妈生日快乐。
She opened the package and looked at the dress, and she said, "Oh, thank you, son. I appreciate so much what you have done."
然后这个母亲就打开这个包装，看见这件礼服，然后说：“哦，谢谢你，儿子，我非常感激你为我所做的。”
The son asked her, "Do you like it?"
然后儿子问道：“你喜欢这件裙子吗？”
And his mom said, "Oh yes, of course I do. It's my color. Thank you."
然后妈妈说：“哦，当然我很喜欢，这是我所喜欢的颜色，谢谢你。”
The son told her, "Well, I have the sales slip. If you want to take it back, you can."
然后这个儿子就说到，我留下了这个收据，如果你不喜欢的话，你可以去退了。
No, she said, it's a lovely dress.
然后母亲说到，不，我很喜欢它。
Mother, the son said, you don't fool me. We've been together too long. Something is wrong.
然后这个儿子就说到，妈妈，这是真的吗？不要愚弄我。我们在一起这么久了，是不是有什么问题？
The mom turned and opened her closet.
然后这个妈妈就转身打开她自己的衣橱。
Son, she said, I have enough dresses to last me for the rest of my life.
然后这个母亲说道，儿子啊，我有足够的连衣裙，以至于我可以在年终在断气之前我都可以够穿了。
And what I'm trying to say is, I don't need your dress.I need you.
我真正想说的是，我并不需要你送的连衣裙，我需要你。
And I think that's what God is trying to say to each of us.
所以这也是神想对我们每个人说的。
He's saying, I don't want your stuff, I want you.
所以神其实想对我们每个人说，我并不需要你的礼物，我需要你。
I don't want your busy activity.I want you.
我不需要你的繁忙的活动，我需要你。
I don't even want your gifts. I want you.
我甚至不需要你的礼物，你的献祭，我需要你。
You see, God delights in us.
所以你可以看到神喜悦我们。
He enjoys our presence and he just wants us to spend some time with him.
所以神就是喜悦我们和他在一起的时间。他想和我们多一些时间在一起。
But if we're too busy to spend time, then there's no way we're going to enjoy his company.
所以我们常常非常的忙，我们根本没有时间留给神和神在一起。
If we want intimate fellowship with God, if we want to be close to God, then like Abraham, we need to welcome strangers and we need to stand near him.
所以如果我们想要跟神有个亲密的关系，那么我们就像亚伯拉罕一样，我们需要对陌生人友好，我们需要靠近神，花时间和神在一起。
And then finally, we need to believe God.
然后最后一点就是我们需要信靠神。
We need to take God at his word and trust what he says.
我们需要相信神所说的话，信靠他所说的。
We need to depend on God to do the impossible,Even in your unique situation.
我们需要信靠神去做那些我们以为不可能的事情，甚至在我们挫折难处当中。
Well, Abraham was in the Lord's presence, but he didn't know it. Yet he was about to get a clue.
当时亚伯拉罕虽然在神的同在当中，他一开始并不知道， 但是它渐渐会有一些线索。
Here's what the Bible says in verse 9. Where is Sarah, your wife? The visitors asked. Oh, she's inside the tent, Abraham replied. Then one of them said, I will return to you about this time next year, and your wife Sarah will have a son. Sarah was listening to this conversation from the tent. Abraham and Sarah were both very old by this time, and Sarah was long past the age of having children. So she laughed silently to herself, and she said, how could a worn-out woman like me enjoy such pleasure, especially when my master, my husband, is also so old?
他们问亚伯拉罕说，你妻子萨拉在哪里？他说，在帐篷里。三人中有一位说，到明年这时候，我必要回到你这里。你的妻子萨拉必生一个儿子。萨拉在那人后边的帐篷门口也听见了这话。亚伯拉罕和萨拉年纪老迈，萨拉的月经已经断了。萨拉心里暗笑说，我既已衰败，我主也老迈，岂能有这喜事呢？
Now Sarah is thinking of all of this in her head.
萨拉这一切都没有说出口，只是在她的脑子里想着。
She didn't say a word of it out loud.
所以她没有说一句话说出口。
But even so, we read in the account in verse 13, then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Why did she say, can an old woman like me have a baby? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Note that question. Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return about this time next year. And Sarah will have a son. Now, Sarah was afraid, so she denied it, saying, I didn't laugh. But the Lord said, no, you did laugh.
耶和华对亚伯拉罕说，萨拉为什么暗笑，说我既年老，果真能生养吗？耶和华岂有难成的事吗？大家注意这句话，耶和华岂有难成的事吗？到了日期，明年这时候，我必回到你这里，萨拉必生一个儿子。萨拉就害怕，不承认说，我没有笑。那位说，不然，你实在笑了。
God, you see, knew what Sarah was thinking.
神知道。
At this point, Abraham knew that this was no ordinary stranger that was visiting him.
神知道萨拉他心里的每一个想法。直到这个时候，亚伯拉罕能够意识到，在他面前的这个人不是一个普通人。
He reasoned only God can read our thoughts, and only God can open the womb of a 90-year-old woman and give her a child.
亚伯拉罕知道，唯有神能够读我们的心思意念，唯有神可以在年纪老迈的像萨拉一样一个90岁的妇女，可以打开她的子宫，让她再次怀孕。
So all Abraham and Sarah had to do was to believe God.
所以亚伯拉罕和萨拉所需要做的事情就是相信神。
And that's what we need to do as well.
这也是我们所需要做的事情。
There is nothing too hard for the Lord to do.
在耶和华岂有难成的事吗？
He can meet any one of your needs.
他可以满足你所有的需要。
He can overcome any one of your problems.
他可以帮助你去战胜每一个困难。
He can heal any hurt that you're experiencing.
他可以治愈你的每一个伤痛。
And all we need to do is trust him.
所以我们唯一需要做的事情就是信靠他。
You need to take God at his word and let him do the impossible, wonderful things that he wants to do for you.
所以我们所需要的就是按照字面意思来信靠神，相信他说的每一句话，并且相信他可以为我们成就那些不可能的事情。
I like the man who prayed this prayer.
我很喜欢下面我要说的这个人的一个祷告词。
Dear God, he said, so far today, I've done all right.
他说到，亲爱的上帝，今天到目前为止，我都做得还行。
I haven't gossiped.
我还没有传闲话。
I haven't lost my temper.
我没有发脾气。
I haven't been greedy or grumpy or nasty or selfish or overindulgent.
我没有贪心， 脾气暴躁，惹人厌，自私自利，过度放纵。
And I'm very thankful for that.
我为此很感恩。
But in a few minutes, God, I'm going to get out of bed. And from then on, I'm going to need a lot more help.
但是神啊，再过几分钟我就要起床了，在那以后，我需要从你而来的更多的帮助。
If the truth be known, we all need a lot of help once we get out of bed.
所以其实我们这对于每个人都是真实的。当我们起床之后，我们需要从神而来的时时刻刻的更多的帮助。
But get this, none of us are beyond God's help.
所以，没有什么是超过神的能力的。
So just trust God to do for you what you need for him to do, because nothing is too hard for him, even given the difficulties of your situation.
所以无论你在怎样的难处当中、黑暗当中、低谷当中，相信神，他一定会帮你度过这些难处，帮你成就那些不可能的事情。
David Sturt in his book Great Work puts it this way.
大卫·斯图亚特在他的这本书《美善的工作》当中写道。
He says life's difficulties or limitations or restrictions or constraints, whatever you want to call them, actually give us building blocks to work with, a starting point.
他这样写道，生活中的难处，有限，受限制，被约束，不管你叫它什么，其实都给我们提供了一些基石，可以塑造我们的品格。如果没有这些难处，我们自己就不会有改变。
Without them, nothing happens, he says.
他说到，如果没有这些难处，我们自己就不会有改变。
If you're ever tempted to feel limited by the difficulties of your life, remember how few elements it takes to make something great.
所以每当你被刺激，觉得生活很难，很缺乏的时候，请记得，其实使用很少的元素、资源就可以做成很棒的事情。
For example, every color in nature comes from just red, yellow, and blue, together in millions of combinations.
自然界的每一种颜色都是来源于三原色红、黄、蓝的奇妙组合。其实三原色可以组合成成千上万种颜色。
And every pop song or symphony or jingle or ditty or aria in the Western world started with just 12 notes in the scale, C to C.
西方世界当中每一首流行歌曲、交响乐、叮当声、短诗歌、咏叹调都基于音阶上的十二个音，从 C 到 C。
And everything on the planet, including us, is made up of just 118 known chemical elements.
地球上的每一种生物，包括我们人类，都是由118个已知的化学元素所构成的。
And a six regular eight stud Lego blocks, you know those blocks that the kids play with, the little bumps on them?
You 们知道那个关于乐高的那些巴罗柱的那些乐高的砖块。
Six of them can be put together in more than 900 million different ways.
所以就那么小小的六个常规的巴罗柱乐高砖块就可以有超过九亿种不同的组合方式。
Now think about that. If difficulties or limitations in your life can unleash tremendous potential.
想一想你生活当中遇到的那些难处，如果那些难处可以释放你自己的潜能。
How much more does it unleash God's power if you're trusting it?
所以如果你信靠神的话，想想神将会为你释放多少的能力。
And see, that's the point God is making here with Abraham. He can create unimaginable possibilities out of our limitations.
所以这就是神为亚伯拉罕和撒拉所做的。他可以在我们的受限制难处当中创造出超过我们想象的那些可能性。
And all we need to do is believe him.
我们所需要做的就是信靠神。
All we need to do is trust him to keep his word.
所以我们所需要的就是相信神会持守他的应许。
And so if you want to enjoy intimate fellowship with God, if you want to get close to God, you need to take the time to welcome strangers. You might be entertaining angels, even God himself.
所以你可能, 在款待天使,
and you need to stand near God. You need to take time to spend in his presence every day.
你需要靠近神, 你需要花时间在意。 跟神在一起，你需要每一天花这样的时间，享受逗留在神的同在当中。
And you need to believe God when he tells you he wants to do the impossible to create something new in your life.
所以你需要信靠神，当神要在你的生命当中去实现那些不可能，需要把你重新塑造，从你里面重生你的时候。
When you hear these things that are in the Bible, you don't want to laugh like Sarah.
当你看 听见圣经当中的话语的时候，听见神的应许的时候，不要像撒拉那样暗笑。
You just need to listen and enjoy God's company.
所以你所需要做的就是去听神的声音，去享受他的同在。
See, today is Palm Sunday. It's your day of visitation from the Lord.
所以今天是棕榈的主日，也是神来探望你的日子。
So you don't want to grieve him by letting it slip by.
所以不要错过今天的机会而让神忧伤难过。
You want to take the time to enjoy his company and really listen to what he had to say to you today.
所以今天花些时间来享受, 神同在的时间, 听听他想要对你今天所说的话。
He wants you and him to be close.
他希望你可以跟他更加的亲近。
He wants to be your friend.
他想要成为你的朋友。
Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for the biographies of real live people in the Word of God.
我们在天上的父，谢谢你，谢谢你提供这么多云彩般见证人他们的亲身的见证。
We learn from them how we can have a relationship with God.
我们在他们的身上可以学习到如何和你有一个更加亲密的关系。
And like Abraham today, we want to take the time to welcome strangers.
今天我们想要学习像亚伯拉罕一样对陌生人友好。
And we want to take the time to spend time with you and just to be near you.
我们想要花时间来靠近你，就是花时间和你在一起。
And we want to believe you that when you tell us that you can do the impossible no matter what our situation might be.
当我们当你对我们说一些话语的时候，我们需要信心来信靠你，相信你会在我们的生命当中，在我们的难处当中去做那些不可能的事情，为我们成就那些不可能的事情。Enable
us not to forget these things.
帮助我们, 不要忘记今天我们所听到的。
And to live a life that is close to God.
帮我们活出一个, 愿意来靠近你，依靠你的生活。
And this I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告, amen.
Pastor Burton 的传讲的信息, 也确实像他所提到的, 其中有句话, 神可以在我们的受限制中, 难处中, 创造出